Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yeshet Harel. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk about demography in the world. There are many changes. Where is it headed? Why are things happening the way they are? Be with us. It's going to be really interesting. Yael, please. So, today, Europe's problem isn't a suicide bomber, or terror, or an economical problem. Today, Europe's main problem is a demographic one. And half the world, there is a drop in the birth rate of half the world. And we're talking about countries that are disappearing. We're talking about 34 countries that are endangered. Most of these countries are in Europe, and many of them are also in former Russia, the former USSR area, and Japan has a very tough demographic problem. Now we are starting from the 70s of the last century, previous century. There is a drop in the birth rate. There is a negative population growth, and this presents many problems, economical, demographical problems in terms of security. And in order to fix this, the rich countries, they encourage people to come to their countries, and also they create incentives to bring back people that might have migrated from their country. And the Arab world also are experiencing the same problems in Morocco, Saudi, and so on. We're talking about a 60-70% decline. Iran, 70% drop in birth rates. And if we're talking about countries like the U.S., Ireland, and Israel, they're relatively high rates of birth. And on our show, we'd like to relate to demographics, to demography, and understand what does the wisdom of Kabbalah have to say about it. Something interesting is happening. It's a new tendency, a new trend. In the past 70 years, suppose, starting with the Second World War, from its end and on, we see that the war itself, the development, the post-war development, I'd even say that it started with the Great Depression that happened in the U.S. in the 30s. The world's starting to change. And even if we look before that, the end of the 19th century, from Marx and the revolutions and all the movements, I'd, according to the wisdom of Kabbalah, would tie it all to the first and second Aliyah, when people started immigrating back to Israel, or when the people of Israel started coming back to Israel. And they came back to Israel for a special role that they have to give, the people of Israel have to give a new form, a new shape to themselves. And this new form should set an example to the entire world, which is called being light unto the nations, where the entire form, shape of the nation, internal, external, cultural, political, economical, it has to be based on the new human being. And the new human being is any person in the world who is born as a Jew or not, but he is called Jewish because he is drawn to unity, to connection, atop all the forces, the egoistic forces, which are rejecting us, pushing us away from each other. Meaning, we got permission and the right circumstances, atmosphere to come back to Israel, as Bala Sulam writes, that we got the permission and came back here in order to build a new form of humanity here. And were we really to listen to Rav Kook and Bala Sulam, the people who in the beginning of the 20th century understood the tendency, felt it, saw its roots in the spiritual world, from where the forces come down into our world and operate on us, and then of course today we would have been in a completely different state, both here in Israel and also in the world in general. According to the wisdom of Kabbalah, the whole of Israel takes its form, its various form, meaning the way it exists in each and every country and the different parts and continents on earth, only in accordance with the extent to which the people of Israel are advancing towards correction. It is a projection of what's going on here. It's not just a projection like copy-paste, a copy of what's happening here, but it truly depends on what happens here, that were we inclined towards correction, to educate ourselves to the new world, the new order, the new world order, which actually socially wise it's called to come from exile, from unfounded hatred, to redemption, to the love of Israel. So, were we engaged in that, then of course the entire world accordingly, necessarily, without any doubt, would have taken an example from us and would perform the same actions. Of course, in difference of time and volume and forces, but we can talk about it, but that doesn't really have to do with us because it's in the hands of the higher providence. But surely they would follow the people of Israel that builds itself anew in the land of Israel. And what does it have to do with world demography? Not only demography, it's culture and education and the development of how the media is used and the different tools of war and international relations and religions and beliefs and how nations struggle with one another to this day, that there's no place in the world where there's not a war going on and so forth. So what do you mean, what does it have to do? It's in a very direct way connected, that what we're doing, it necessitates what we're doing here. It necessitates the entire world to be the way they are. How exactly? I don't want to get into that, but it's necessarily so. It says so in the Book of Zohar, in the introduction to the Book of Zohar. Bala Sulam writes about it and in many other places. Because all in all, we give the world its future form. We have to bring the world to correction. And to the extent we succeed, in accordance with our success, the whole world would follow us and be with us. And when we're not doing that, the entire world is getting the opposite form, taking on a role of forcing us, necessitating us in a bad way. And to make sure, and that's because we're not functioning according to our destiny, according to how we're supposed to be. And what does demography say about our world, about the people of Israel? Demography is one of the components, so you can't say what's good, what's bad. To begin with, Bala Sulam writes that there's no problem with demography. Earth could withhold, sustain, and feed 20 billion people, or even 50 billion. It's not a problem. And if there's going to be good relations between them, there will be place for everyone. All in all, the whole of humanity maybe takes up 2% of all the land. Look in a plane when you fly, the areas you have compared to Israel and Hong Kong and other places. There's plenty of place, meaning Earth has no problem of inhabiting more people. Yes, but people stop giving birth, stop having children. Right. So, if I understand the model you drew, the demographic state in the world is a result from the right, correct or incorrect functioning of the Israeli society in the land of Israel. Yes. As opposed to how it was supposed to be. Yes. So the things that we did here in the past 100 years, it influenced the demographical state in the world directly. So what? We made them lose their desire to have children? Yeah, it's one of the results. You want to talk about demography, because our topic today is demography, but you can't. Everything's interconnected. You can't just talk about demographics. About demography, and then what happens is he is an expert in demography, he is an expert in animals, and something else, and something else. It's all interconnected. It's all one nature, one picture, and one is connected with the other. Stop looking at things in such a narrow way. And therefore, I can't say exactly, I can say, but that the people of Israel are functioning incorrectly. Against that, there are different forces that come in order to return them to the right functioning. And these forces, they operate in a way that, yeah, you see that they're operating all over the world, that the population of the world is now in decline. And it's a direct result of the increasing of a person's ego because it's growing, because we're coming closer to the final correction where man's nature has to be corrected. So we discover more and more what a person's, what man's nature is, which is the ego, the will to enjoy, and whatever stands in my way of delighting myself, I destroy, eradicate, and the kids, they're a part of it. They stand in the way. Just talk to people on the street. Why don't you ask a woman? Women always wanted to give birth, have a home, a family, kids. Why don't you want to have children? I want to feel myself free. I travel, I have work, I have an apartment of my own. I'm not dependent on anyone. I'll have my pension, I'll have social security, I have health care, life insurance, different things. This is the way I feel myself most convenient, most comfortable. The solution is the word convenient. A person wants to feel comfortable, and he feels that the children are in the way, and the husband, and the commitment. I get pregnant. From the moment I get pregnant until the end of my life, I'm connected to someone. But it's your child, your beloved little child that you invest in. It's your continuity. What continuity? He reaches the age of 15. That's it. I don't see him after that. I don't even see him before that. He has a different world. Until the age of 10, suppose. And then he's all around, he has a life of his own, only giving me trouble. What do I need it for? Meaning, the ego that grew, it calculates, is it worthwhile or not? We can see it from the street that you ask people when they do surveys. From surveys, well, maximum 1, 2, but 3, 4, 5. Maybe there's still in America that previous form to some have any drop in birth rate. Okay, so I want to understand. You said that today a woman feels that the kids are in her way of enjoying life and she doesn't want kids, maximum 1 or 2. 2,000-3,000 years ago, she had more desire to have children. There was, she had more of a desire. There was no birth control, and it was something customary. What do you mean? Who doesn't get married, or who doesn't get divorced? And the more kids you have, the better. Okay, so as a result of the change in the past few hundred years, where is it all headed? If people will start having children, we'll disappear as a human species. Today, there are 14 countries that have a serious drop in birth rate. Mister, 100 years ago, Russia in 2050, if it keeps going in this direction, there'll be 100 million after they now reached being 150 million. Half the country disappears. And what's the problem? I don't see this something negative. No, without saying if it's good or bad, what does it mean? Are we disappearing? Our ego obligates us to live for ourselves and not to invest in anyone, not even in a baby or a child. Don't want to give birth. While being in my ego, I calculate, I still don't have a baby that I love naturally and so on. A woman doesn't have the same urge to have children as before because her will to receive grew. She disconnected from the animalistic level that feels that it wants to develop and give birth and take care of the offsprings, and she's starting to grow into the speaking level. The speaking level is the spiritual part of a person, and she no longer feels her belonging to the animate level. She wants spirituality. Spirituality for her is maybe culture, cinema, theater, education, different things. She wants to be free. She wants to be free. She has girlfriends. I see how women travel, go on vacation, and so on. Why bury yourself? And what do I get in return? The family previously was, it was the castle, it was a safe place where I live, and if I'm ill, then they help me. I die, they bury me, and so on. Today I have services for everything. And the kids, they run away and don't want to know anything about you. Max, they call you up every now and then asking you what's up. That's it. Therefore, today there's no need for a family. It's no longer my house is my castle. This is how it was, a safe place in the past and so on. House, family, walls, yard, chicken, cow, different things in your yard, a business that I pass it on to my child and so on. No more. It's all gone today. So what do you want? The family disappeared, and it depends on technology and our general development and also our inner development. There's no urge to hold a family, to have a family, neither in terms of in terms of being more healthy, more developed, free, nothing. I can't rely on the children because they leave home. I also can't, I don't need them for them to help me with the household. Nothing. Today, even in Japan, it says that there is less of a desire to have sex, something so very fundamental. Yeah, that's how it is with the younger generation. Besides, there are many substitutes. It says that in 10-20 years, people will also have relations in the sexual intercourse in a different way, that they won't need spouses. There will be dolls, I don't know what, there will be pills maybe instead of that. But even naturally wise, on the animalistic level, a person on that level starts disappearing. A person wants to feel himself free. And here we have to see that this is, here we have to rise to a new level of development called a human being. Adam in Hebrew, and to be that we have to change ourselves, and therefore the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealing, and the people of Israel came back to their country, and they have to set an example of how to correctly use the wisdom of Kabbalah that tells us how a person has to adapt himself to nature, and for us to realize it here, and set an example for the entire world. And if we don't do it, then the entire world eventually, in the meantime, is headed towards corruption, or to feel the corruption, and as a result of the corruption, to come to us, because were we to correct ourselves correctly, then the world would follow us. And if we're not performing the right actions, where the people of Israel are not drawn to realize their destiny in the world, then the entire world develops incorrectly. And with all the negative development, it also starts closing. The world starts closing in on us, pressuring on us, until they'll come to us in a very harsh way, up to war. And then we'll be forced to change ourselves. If we don't want, in the meantime, to hear, to listen to the advice of the sages, of the wise in Kabbalah, you're saying that a person wants to be free. Yeah. Ideally, a free person is a person who has no children. No. A free person is he who can realize his correct desire. Not what comes to him from the evil inclination, but first of all, that he scrutinizes what is the right development, because this state already exists in nature. It happens so. We've developed throughout, suppose, 100,000 years. Doesn't matter how much. We knew where we're developing. No, we never knew where, how we're developing, where we're headed. Today, we're reaching a state where we see that we're incapable. We ourselves are incapable of realizing any plan for our future benefit. We can't. We don't know what will happen tomorrow. And therefore, we need a wisdom that will explain to us what do we have to do. What's rooted in nature with respect to our development, because we're a result of nature. And therefore comes the wisdom of Kabbalah, which is called the hidden wisdom, which reveals to us the plan which exists in nature. Why did we come to what we came to as a result of the necessary development to this day? And why do we have to learn today how to develop from here and on, and with additional consciousness, recognition, we have to participate in it ourselves consciously. We have reached a level of development where we have to agree with it, want it, go with nature, and that means that we have reached a spiritual kind of development. Our time's almost up. We'd like to continue to talk about it some more. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Yael. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.